For its first Friday, we ponder the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that heart, that image of love, of devotion, of loyalty. And it's interesting, the idea of today's Gospel, that line from Jesus, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." And I just ponder the Sacred Heart, the heart of God, saying to your heart, to my heart, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." It's a heart that longs to console. It's a heart that longs to walk with us. A heart that wants to carry our burdens, our solitude, our loneliness, our the things that we struggle with. It is a heart longing to love. And also, I think it was St. Margaret Mary Alacoa just said, reality that he also longs to be loved. He thirsts for our love, a human heart. They say, I looked, the psalm I think says, and Jesus, you could imagine taking this upon himself, "I looked for one who would console me, but found none." A heart that desires our time with him. A human heart that has affections, cares. And it's beautiful to realize we have adoration on these days because the Eucharist is that heart of Christ. Quite literally, when they've tested the handful of Eucharistic miracles, they do find it to be tissue of a human heart. And so we kneel before our Lord in the Eucharist, especially on these days. We kneel before, quite literally, the heart of God. And we want to say, "Lord, thank you for longing to bring peace to my heart. Help me not to let my heart be troubled, but also, Lord, I come to console your heart. I come to tell your heart that you're not alone. That what you did for me won't be in vain. What you did for my brothers and sisters in the world, you won't do alone. I will share the burden with you if you would let me. Lord, let me fall in love with your heart, as you apparently have fallen in love with mine. Let me feel your devotion to my heart and deepen my devotion to yours." Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.